Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Your job is to talk about movies on a scale from good to excellent here on Friday. It's Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, the film critic for Newsday. Welcome, guys.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Back together again after a sort of a strange holiday hiatus.
Yes. You can't keep us apart.
Well, let's begin with, although it has nothing to do with you guys, the first movie, The Wedding Ringer.
What exactly do you do?
I provide best man services for guys who lack in such areas.
So I'm not alone?
Alone? No. I'm in a very profitable business because of guys like you. How many weddings do you think were in the U.S. last year?
2.4 million.
There were 2.4 million rooms. Do you think that each one of them has someone to be their best man?
So there's the premise. How does it work, Rafer?
Well, I think it works actually pretty well. You've got Josh Gad, who plays the schlubby groom with no friends, and then you've got Kevin Hart, who's on a hot streak these days. He plays the best man for hire. You know, this is in some ways a pretty typical R-rated wedding-themed comedy, which we've seen a lot of, right? I Love You, Man, and Bridesmaids, and Wedding Crashers. So some of the humor is pretty crude. But these two have really good chemistry. They get along really well together. It's fun. And I think the movie's got a nice little sensitive side to it that makes it work.
A romp through the annoying qualities of white people.
I have to say, I really liked this. And yeah, there's some jokes about white people in this movie. It's true. But and there are also some kind of crass, very violent physical humor jokes that I wasn't totally on board with. But overall, this movie actually had a lot of heart. And I really was surprised because I'm not a huge Kevin Hart fan. But after this, I thought, this is great. I loved them together. And I think anyone who liked Hitch or I Love You, Man is probably really going to love this movie.
I could just see it on the, you know, the bumper sticker. Meinzer says, heart has heart in Wedding Ringer.
I try not to say that.
Going so commercial. All right, this next one, the commercials have made me so ill. Paddington, that little bear, is now in the movies.
All I have left is my aunt.
And where's she?
Darkest Peru, in the home for retired bears.
Yeah, of course she is.
How did you get here?
I stowed away in a lifeboat.
Cool.
And ate marmalade. Did you know bears like marmalade?
I didn't even know bears could talk.
Oh, well, I'm a very rare bear. There aren't many of us left.
Do you think Paddington stays rare, or is this the beginning of a franchise
here? Oh, I hope not. Now, this isn't a horrible movie by any means. I think a lot of people will appreciate how sweet it is, and it's not...
Meinzer says, not horrible by any means.
But I would argue that it's a little too sweet, and not enough happens. There's even a bad guy in it, played by Nicole Kidman, but it still just feels like not a lot happens in this movie. It's just a lot of sweetness, and also I'm just not a huge fan of the style of 3D animation.
Yeah, it
so
is a little...
Paddington, did it wake you up, Ray?
You know me in children's movies. I'm always looking for a good one. I would actually take my kids to see this. I think it works pretty well for what it is. It's 89 minutes long, and even then it feels a little padded out. But but I think...
Guzman says, only 89 minutes. I would take
89.
My kids.
But I do think it works well. It's got a good cast. Sally Hawkins, Nicole Kidman, Hugh Bonneville, they're all really good in it.
Still Alice is our next movie for this weekend.
Like, what does it actually feel like?
Well, I've always been so defined by my intellect, my language, my articulation, and now sometimes I can see the words hanging in front of me and I can't reach them and I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm going to lose next.
Sounds horrible.
Thanks for asking.
Julianne Moore and her daughter, played by Kristen Stewart. This, in some ways, is the Iris Murdoch story of a brilliant woman slipping into Alzheimer's.
Oh,
Kristen?
And she's so good in this movie. She just got that Oscar nod yesterday, and I think it's completely well-deserved. She takes us along on her journey with her in a way where, when I was watching, I thought, oh, my gosh, do I have early-onset Alzheimer's? I really was just totally floored by how great her performance is. The pacing of the story is great. She's
Rafer?
Just great.
It is a terrific performance. I think without her, this movie would be a little bit sort of formulaic, and it feels a little bit like your standard television movie about the disease of the week, as they say. But Julianne Moore is so amazingly good in it, and I think a well-deserved Oscar nod for her.
And on the podcast?
We're going to do a deep dive into those Oscar nominations and also review Black Hat.
Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Black Hat, You guys got to learn some hacking techniques. Stay tuned to the podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, you too,
John. Thanks, John.